USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump vetoed a $740 billion defense policy bill after objecting to some of the provisions related to Confederate base names and troop levels abroad. The NDAA easily passed both the House and Senate with bipartisan veto-proof majorities earlier this month. President Trump's early Christmas present to Congress, a lump of coal, calling the bill they passed a disgrace and saying there was too much pork barrel spending in it. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees with the president.
This bill is an irresponsible swamp bill. It is the merger of an omnibus bill that is bloated with typical wasteful spending on top of a relief bill that has a whole lot of things in it that frankly aren't all that focused on relief.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News, lawmakers will be working, it looks like, on Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas Day. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is celebrating the coming of the $15 billion Save Our Stages Act.
The first ones in line for the first 2 weeks for the applications will be people like First Avenue, entities that have lost over 90% of their revenues from the year before. So that's why it's so important that we get this done now.
The bipartisan legislation, co-authored with Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, gives grants to venues that lost 70% or more of their revenue. Members of New York City's fire department are now getting the coronavirus vaccine. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro saying about one-third of the fire department has COVID-19 and hundreds of members are now out on leave with it.
A very important time for us, and we hope that we can vaccinate 450 people a day at three locations and start to bring this protection.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The speculation continues regarding ambassador picks for President-elect Joe Biden. One of the names being floated around as ambassador to China is Disney's executive chairman, Bob Iger. Former production executive Chris Fenton tells Fox Business his thoughts on Iger possibly being picked as a U.S. ambassador to China.
The big question is whether he can remove conflicts that he has and whether he's seen the light in regards to the threat that China poses to Americans. Quite frankly, one of the big things that he has to remember is that in that position, he is not representing the interests of shareholders. He's representing the interests of Americans, the policies that we're pushing, the values, the principles that we hold dearly.
And regarding Iger and his current position, Fenton tells Fox Business.
So if you look back to last October, when the NBA controversy came out, there was an internal email that went through ESPN, which is owned by Disney, telling journalists on the ESPN network not to talk about sensitive issues involving China. Is that a policy that he wants to press upon all American journalists if he's in that ambassadorship? These are tough questions we need to get answers to.
Nearly a quarter of total registered voters in Georgia have already voted in the state Senate runoff election. According to the U.S. Elections Project, almost 1.7 million voters have voted either in person or returned their ballots as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.